Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Pádraic Lodges here on a Monday morning where the Dublin famine has ended for the second Sunday or Monday in a row. Very familiar all of this, and a very comprehensive win yesterday for Dublin.
It was against Kerry, the final margin of victory, 18 points to 110, but I think that probably didn't tell the full story of the game. The win coming 2 weeks after the men won the All-Ireland, the women have done it now. 45,000 spectators there as well, which is probably respectable enough. And the 50th All-Ireland final as well really added a whole sense of occasion to it. The sense that this
including all the captains or most of the captains from those 50 years as well.
They were presented by Marty at halftime to the crowd, and that added a sense of occasion to it as well. And the performance of Hannah Tyrrell receiving a lot of rave reviews this morning. She scored 8 points in Dublin's victory. It was a great day of football overall. Kildare beat Clare by 1 point to win the intermediate title, and the junior decider saw Down register a 2 point win over Limerick. Well, our Gaelic Games correspondent Marty Morrissey spoke to two of the winning Dublin squad, Leah Caffrey and first Hannah Tyrrell.
For me, I don't think it's sunk in yet, but we spoke about all week about not just winning but performing, and I think we did that today, particularly in the first half. We went out there and we performed and we took the game to them and showed exactly what we were capable of, and you know, we took our points really well, and our defensive set was fantastic to keep them out in the second half.
And Leah, you had a hard job. You had the task of marking one of the best footballers in the country in Louise Nimmer Hertig. You really set about your task from the very beginning and stayed focused all the way through.
And Louise is a brilliant footballer, and you know, she's immense and extremely difficult to mark. But thanks to the pressure from the girls out the field, I was able to get a few hands in here and there. And yeah, I mean, she was still absolutely unbelievable, but I was just lucky to get a few hands in.
I think she's being modest. Do you think she's being modest?
Leah Caffrey is probably one of the most modest people you'll meet. She did a phenomenal job today. Yes, she had help from the girls around her, but to do the job she did was probably one of the most difficult on the park today, and I don't know where we'd be without her. And she's a phenomenal leader for this team on and off the pitch, and she's a stalwart for Dublin.
Absolutely. You were stalwart yourself, 8 points in that first half. Some of those points were remarkable. I mean, they were sailing over from all angles.
Yeah, I probably haven't gotten the score sheet as much as I wanted to this year, but I suppose I just took my chances when the space opened up and the girls put me in the right positions, and thankfully today they went over.
And I mean, Hannah, you've played for Ireland, you've played in FAI Cup Finals with St Catharines, you've won Triple Crowns back in, 2015, but now you win your first All-Ireland medal. Put that into perspective from when you have a moment, when you do get a moment to think.
Yeah, look, for me it's at the very top. It's been something I've been chasing for a very long time. When I come back into Dublin in 2021, that was the dream for me, was to win that Senior All-Ireland, and it's been a hard couple of years, particularly this year, but the team came together really well and we had that mix of experience and those youthful girls, and the performance today was phenomenal.
What happened, Leah? What happened during the year? When you think about, you know, you start off in January, so are we going to be also rans here? What happened during the year to make what we saw in Croke Park actually become a reality?
To be honest, I'm not sure we even know, but the gang just really came together the more time we spent together, and you know, the more you obviously get to know each other, we all like gel so well, and as a team then we gelled on the pitch and things started to come right for us at the right time, and today, you know, the performance was just the right time, and we were really happy with today and the young girls coming through, and it's great for Dublin in the future. And yeah,
club mates in Athena. Two phenomenal performances yesterday.
Absolutely, they will long be remembered. Leah Caffrey and Hannah Tyrrell. Marty will bring us further reaction after 8:30. Derry City moved 5 points behind league leader Shamrock Rovers thanks to a 3-0 win at home to Drogheda United, while the opening Sunday of Premier League action produced 2 draws. Chelsea versus Liverpool ended 1-1 at Stamford Bridge, and it finished Brentford 2-2. Lucas Glover defeated Patrick Cantlay in a playoff to win the St Jude Championship in Memphis. Roy McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood finished a shot behind the pair in a tie for third place. The American Lilia Vu won the Women's Open with a final round 67, giving her a 14-under par total and a 6-shot victory over England's Charlie Hull. Stephanie Meadows slipped back in the final day and tied 56th. Leona Maguire shot her best round of the week, a 71, to finish on 1-over and tied for 30th place. And speaking to Greg Allen at Walton Heath, she was at a loss really to explain why her challenge wasn't stronger.
I felt like I didn't do an awful lot wrong this week, just maybe didn't do quite enough right, didn't have enough birdies. It's that kind of golf course, a bounce here and a bounce there. and it could have been a lot different, but it was nice to, I suppose, finish with the best round of the week on Sunday.
It does give you some impetus going into what obviously is a huge period. Even though the major season is over, you've got the culmination of the LPGA season and the Salheim Cup, and you're one of Europe's big guns for the Salheim Cup. How do you feel about what's coming up?
Yeah, looking forward to, obviously we've two events in Ireland coming up, which is looking forward to that. Nice to play in front of home fans again, and yeah, we'll give it our best go in Galgorm next week and Castle Rock, and then get ready for Dromoland, which I mean really enjoyed last year, so it'll be nice to go back again this year.
And if there's anything to be done in terms of tweaking your game between now and the Salheim and the culmination of the LPGA season and the Irishman's Open and next week in your game to make it better, what is it going to be?
Yeah, I think this week was just it was just everything just needed to be a little bit, just tiny bit better. Didn't give myself enough chances this week, but it's kind of the nature of the beast this week, so I won't take too much stock in this week. I don't think we'll reset and go again next week and then see where we are.
That's Leona Maguire. The Dublin Horse Show ended with a French winner, François-Xavier Boudon, in the Longines Grand Prix of Ireland. And in swimming, Mona McSharry won gold and Daniel Whiffen took silver on the final day of the European Under-23 Swimming Championships.